Our whole region is growing, but no place has plans to grow faster than Black Diamond. It's a tiny town in southeast King County. There's no freeways out there, no light rail stops, and it's about to become home to what may be the largest development in the county's history. The Oak Point Project has divided the community. Marianne and Bill McDermott moved to Black Diamond 23 years ago for the peace and tranquility.
We like the fact that it's out in the country.
The trees and the just the nice forest areas.
And the strong sense of community.
Our kids used to play together and you just got along good with everybody.
Back then, most of the people liked Black Diamond the way it was. But developers had other ideas. Growth in Seattle, Renton, and Kent has meant more people looking for homes in southeast King County. The developer wanted to replace the forests around Black Diamond with 6,000 new houses that would quadruple the size of the town. It's turned neighbors against each other. The McDermotts are dead set against the project.
People that used to be our friends, now we don't talk to. If you see somebody, say, for instance, at the post office that you used to, hi, how are you? Now we just walk right by them and most of the time they won't speak to us.
Because those kinds of chance encounters can get ugly real fast.
Oh, some of the words that's been said is just unbelievable. I mean, I wouldn't make a sailor embarrassed to hear some of this stuff going around here. It's terrible.
But other people support the development. Even some who fought it for years have come to see the benefits of growth.
It's going to come whether we want it or not. We just embrace it.
That's Patrick Nelson, another Black Diamond resident. He says the development will be good for his town. The developer's brightly colored illustrations help make that case. They show young kids climbing on boulders on a green lawn in a common area between brand new homes. Everywhere in those pictures, people are outside, riding bikes, walking dogs, or just sitting at a cafe table enjoying the sunshine. That's how developers market the suburbs these days. The people in these pictures aren't just escaping the city. They're escaping into nature. Nelson says we need to welcome all those people in those promotional posters to Black Diamond, just like his family was welcomed into this small town community 14 years ago.
And with the development coming, they can still have that small town community feel, just more residents to enjoy.
But his support for the project gets him in trouble sometimes. At a local restaurant, someone called him names.
And I just laughed. I'm like, okay, buddy, have a good day. Oh, by the way, when the new development comes, please don't step foot on it because you don't like it.
Those deep divisions help explain how city council meetings often devolve into shouting matches between the mayor and council members on either side.
She is an elected official.
I am part of this council. I can vote.
I break the tie.
There is no tie.
There is no tie. And this is between the council members and your vote does not count.
There are two sides in this fight. On one side is the city council majority. They want to slow the developer down so the city doesn't get taken advantage of. On the other side is the mayor.
I'm Carol Benson, and I'm the mayor of Black Diamond.
She says the developer has a legal right to build this project.
It's a contract. They own the land.
But the city council majority has a strategy. It's turned the fight over the development into a fight over the city budget. Because whoever controls the purse strings controls oversight of the massive development. There's a crucial meeting to try to reach a compromise Thursday night. Mayor Benson says she'll probably have to start planning to shut down the government next week if the two sides can't reach an agreement.
You cannot run a city without a budget, period.
She says that means no water, no sewer, no building inspectors, and no police or firefighters.
There's never been a city that's gone through this in the state of Washington before. This is new. Nobody wants to touch us. They think it's all political infighting.
It's not my intention to have a city government shutdown.
That's Black Diamond City Council member Brian Weber. Weber says he submitted a new version of the budget, which included more funding to watchdog the developer. But the mayor vetoed Weber's budget. So Weber says this whole shutdown thing is in the mayor's court now.
So as far as the city shutdown, the mayor's the only one that can make that call.
At this point, it doesn't seem like the two sides are getting any closer. The city council meetings are still a mess.
It's like a council meeting meets Jerry Springer. It's just ridiculous. And how do we get our city business done when when there's just constant...
Don't just give me a dirty look. Answer the question.
I'm not giving you a dirty look.
We need a lawyer.
Excuse me, Mayor. Order in the council.
Growth is an emotional topic. All over the region, people are having heated conversations about it. At the political level, most cities work out their differences without all the shouting and the drama. That's according to Jim Doherty of the Municipal Research and Services Center. It's a nonprofit research organization serving local governments in Washington. Both sides in this debate have asked his team for advice about how to resolve their intractable dispute.
We do sometimes see that type of a clash where people want to stake out their position and aren't willing to compromise. But compromise is the basis of all democratic government.
And he says when officials don't compromise, people eventually vote them out of office. In Black Diamond, the mayor and two city council members are up for re-election this fall. Meanwhile, on the edge of town, the developer is preparing for action. It scraped clean a giant patch of land and brought in job shacks and construction equipment and giant piles of gravel. Soon, there will be hundreds of new foundations on this land, then houses, then people. And officials who want to be elected or re-elected here will have a whole new set of doors to knock on. For KUOW's Region of Boom team, I'm Joshua McNichols in Black Diamond.